And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everybody. Larry Emder with you on the House of Wellness. We're going to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous, aren't we, Michelle Bridges?
You betcha. I'm so excited.
Why?
It's sunny. It's Sunday. I don't know.
Look at you all about. Gerald, what's yes. she... What did you prescribe Michelle. For her last week?
You're with two slightly older gentlemen here, Michelle.
Just come down. We're on the House of Wellness.
We are.
Did
we
Gerald are. Tell you something last week to get this week that's making you bounce like that?
Turmeric. Turmeric. Oh. I'm onto it.
Good work.
Is that it, just like that? How are you, Gerald?
Yeah, very well, Larry. Thank you. And we laugh sometimes about turmeric, but it's been used in the in Indian cuisine and that population for generations, and they can't be wrong.
No, they're never wrong. All right. Hey, listen, the other thing we're going to talk about today is your energy levels in the morning. You know, we've spoken about this before, how directly related to what you're putting into the machine, right? So breakfast, and there's some research out saying bad news for the 20% of Aussies who skip brekkie. I would have thought it was more than actually 20%. Mm-hmm. A report in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology has shown that when people consume little or no fit in the morning, they're more likely to be overweight, more likely to smoke, and have higher rates of heart disease. There's a bit of debate going around, isn't there, Michelle? You've had a look at all of these arguments about when you break your fast,
when you break
what
your fast.
You put in the machine, how it affects your morning.
Yeah, look, and when I work with a lot of my clients who tend to be quite overweight and are really struggling with their weight, more often than not, I find they don't eat breakfast, but they have, and they don't eat a lot during the day either, but then they have a great big massive amount of food at night and continue in front of the TV, continue. And so when they wake up in the morning, they don't tend to be that hungry. Mm. And that's the cycle that I find with many of my clients. But that being said, I've also worked with others who, athletes even, who prefer to break their fast around about the 10:30 mark and like to do a little bit of training on a moderately empty stomach. Mm. I think it's really horses for courses, what works for you.
Because, I was actually going to say horses for courses, right?
Yeah,
everyone's different with this. So I would have a big brekkie earlier. Sylvie doesn't need to eat till middle of the morning, really. So, Gerald, everyone's different. And, and she functions perfectly well, but I need that petrol to get up and go.
Get going.
And look, it's very much an individual thing, but the important thing, as Michelle has been saying all the way along, you break your fast. You can't function with zero blood sugar in your system. You just can't do it.
No, and often too, what happens, Gerald, is when you do that for too long, you break your fast with something that you just can't, you know, you see it first straight away as you're getting coffee, a big chunky muffin full of nutrition, high fat, high sugar, you know.
So it's all about planning and the excuse we all hear, don't we? I'm too busy. I can't be bothered. I can't think of breakfast the night before. Well, that's silly. It's just a matter of a little bit of planning. If you're on the go, there's lots of simple things you can do. If you've got the time to sit down, enjoy breakfast and read the paper, do so. But this, as Michelle has just said, this loading up with 14 meals at night all in one meal is the recipe for disaster.
I've had clients do it. Yeah, they cook dinner, they eat dinner, then they eat the children's leftovers, then they sit down and have a bowl of ice cream, and then they have a bowl of cereal, and then they think, oh, okay, what else is there? There's biscuits and there's a cup of tea, and then they wake up in the middle of the night and have another bowl of cereal. It's like crazy.
It's like,
no wonder you're not hungry in the morning.
All right, Sylvie, you go and watch TV. I'll clean up. I'll have all the rest of that. Because if we get it wrong at breakfast, Gerald, the day can be out the window right then and there.
And I was surprised by that stat. I would have thought, and I'm sure we agree, that 20%, I would have thought it's pretty low because I know it's a problem in schools. The children arrive at school not having had breakfast because their house isn't in the habit of having breakfast in the morning. Yeah. I couldn't think of anything worse than heading off to school without something to eat.
I know it's a bigger discussion, but for many of our listeners now, just thinking about breakfast or sitting down, you know, opening the fridge, trying to work this out, is there the definitive breakfast? Have they worked out what the best start to the day is, what it involves?
Mm. What do you think, Michelle?
Oh, look, I love eggs.
Yes.
We often have eggs, avocado, sourdough with avocado and a poached egg. and some spinach.
How easy is that?
And that's like one of my favourite breakfasts.
5 minutes to prepare?
It takes no time. It really is quite quick. But if you're absolutely strapped, then I have like a little whiz up Nutribullet-y thing, and I'll throw in some spinach, some anything I can find, some apple, some banana, some seeds, coconut water, or just plain water, whiz that up and literally walk out the door with it in my hand. And that takes no time at all.
No time, and full of goodness.
But it's a habit we need to reinforce and develop, isn't it? It's just a habit, one of those habits that can often make you be as well as you possibly can for as long as you possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking about that, we've got to stay fit as well at the same time. And Michelle, now people say to you all the time, I just don't have time to train.
Sometimes I feel like people just like, I'm a priest and they like to confess their sins to me.
Yes.
It's a confession time.
Yes.
We've been sprung, Larry. Yeah. Oh, dear.
And it's so funny because I think, you're talking to, like, I'm about to blow this myth out of the water. So the number one is I don't have enough time. And we're coming into the holiday season. What do you have lots of when you're on holidays, Larry?
Food.
No, no.
Alcohol.
Boys. Oh. No, boys.
Sleep-ins. Oh.
You have lots of time.
Oh, I didn't see that coming.
No,
I hadn't prepared for that.
Trick question.
It was a trick question.
On holidays, you have lots of time. It's the number one time to incorporate some fun, healthy activity into your lifestyle while you're in holidays.
All right, so you'll talk us through the most effective use of time on holidays. We've got plenty of time. It's a good time to reboot. Do people still write January 1 in there for a New Year's resolution health kick? We're going to give some good reasons to start early, right?
Yes.
Just to get moving a little bit earlier. Mm. Gerald, we want to talk about omega-3 fatty acids as well today.
And how healthy are they, Michelle? Because when you look at omega-3s across the board, just so important for reducing inflammation. As we age, but when you're young, you need it for mental health and for concentration, and you need it for when you age as well. So we'll talk briefly about that, about some of the logical benefits of having some sort of omega-3, either in food or as a supplement, every day without fail.
All right. And, of course, Gerald, taking all of your calls today on 131-873. That's 131-873. And also today, we'll be talking about how art, music and dance are making a very real difference to people's lives in aged care. That discussion's coming up. It's interesting. We'll also preview some great products for the women in your life for Christmas. We're going to chat with Zoe Marshall, co-host of the House of Wellness TV. And, of course, all our callers go into the draw for the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Give us a call, 131-873. That's 131-873.
This is the House of Wellness for the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold Electric Toothbrush, the world's smartest toothbrush, available now at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, a bit wet around the country some parts today, but summer's almost here. That means it's time to load up on the sunscreen. Take a look at the Solar D sunscreen range from Chemist Warehouse. Solar D is an Australian-owned and made sunscreen, which has been developed with selective UVB filtering technology. Solar D sunscreen protects with broad-spectrum SPF. Laboratory studies have even shown that Solar D lets in some of the UVB light that may assist our bodies in making vitamin D. Solar D can aid in the prevention of premature skin aging and may reduce the risk of some skin cancers. Solar D is silky smooth to apply and doesn't leave a greasy, sticky residue. Right now, the Solar D sunscreen range starts from just $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices, guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
131-873 is our number. House of Wellness, thank you very much for joining us. Joanne, good morning. What's your question for Gerald?
Oh, I've got a couple, actually.
Sure, Joanne. Fire away.
Mm-hmm. Problem with folic acid, whether you can get it. I've got some problems with a bit of toxic folic acid, and I was taking multivitamins, and I don't know if there's a way that I can get around that. There is one advertised at Chemist Warehouse. It's a ultra something. It's another one where it goes into your system, one of the ladies was telling me.
Mm-hmm. So you can't tolerate folic acid?
Well, I don't know if it's because of cereals and things I'm having. I see that seem to be showing too much in my system in a blood test. So I had to go off this Blackmores brand. They were good ones that had the 400 micrograms.
Okay, so you've just got to...
Multivitamin seems to have that.
Yes, you've just got to avoid... Then you need to be a little more selective. So perhaps look at a multi-mineral instead of a multivitamin, Joanne, because that probably won't have folate in it. But look at the label, get some help when you go. And you can easily avoid that without a problem
now,
at all.
Turmeric, I wanted to ask about.
Yes.
I can't take... This is what I've got to ask my dietitian this week, a lot of things like this, because people that are sensitive to preservatives, additives, flavouring, colouring, amines, salicylates, all that sort of stuff, we can't really take that. So what can we do? Because I'm noticing I'm getting knuckles that are swelling.
Sure.
I'm getting, even in my fingers, I'm getting, it's like I've actually burnt my finger. It's very painful. It's intermittent.
Well,
I'm just wondering if that's arthritis. I mean, it feels like it, nerve pain and things, but it's come on very suddenly. I'm hoping it's not going off multivitamins or whatever, because I do a lot of swimming that helps.
Good.
I eat pretty healthily, but I'm just wondering what's really happening.
Discuss those things with your GP, who may send you off for a few tests, Joanne. From a sensitivity perspective, the three of us are going to be chatting very briefly about omega-3s and fish. So fish is a natural anti-inflammatory. You can apply externally a number of creams and ointments, but creams especially that don't have a smell, which will look after any painful joints you've got. And from a sensitivity perspective, have a word to the dietitian, because probiotics and things can actually reduce that risk by helping your gut bacteria work more effectively.
Yeah, because I do all that sort of thing. I have fish and I eat healthy.
Good.
I don't drink, smoke or whatever.
Good.
And I'm exercising like nearly 10 hours a week in the pool, 2 hours at a time, 3 days a week, and the alternate maybe twice a week. So I'm doing a lot of exercise.
Just work on it, but don't let this sensitivity stuff do your head in. Just get some solid advice. Stick to the natural way. So fruits, vegetables, all those things the dietitian's helping you with, and all will be well. Focus on the outcome, the long term, not so much what's happening at the moment.
All right, Joanne, thank you very much for joining us this morning on the House of Wellness. Gerald, probably a pretty good time actually to pick that up and talk about the omega-3 fatty acids and why we need them in our diet. We know we do, but why?
Well, really important. They reduce inflammation. And as Michelle will back up, inflammation is really the root cause of a lot of the chronic diseases that we're facing, Larry. So from a cardio protective issue, things like cholesterol, triglycerides, they will be lowered by eating more fish or taking some sort of omega-3 supplement. They help balance some blood pressure. They just help joints move. They're good for brain and nervous system support, particularly across the board. They're really important for growth and development in children, and kids don't really eat fish these days. And particularly in pregnancy, we know the benefits now of some omega-3. And they help your skin retain moisture. That's the thing that keeps us all together and helps protect us from effects of the sun and effects of detergents and dryness.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
There's no downside, is there, Michelle?
Not
no
really,
downside.
Not at all. I mean, when you talk about skin and just giving it more plumpness or if your skin is dry and flaky.
More supple.
I cracked open a tin of sardines the other day and just started eating them straight out of the tin.
Oh, now, what a way to start the day, Michelle. Sardines on toast, you need to crush them up because the eye's looking at you.
I love them, but, you know, it's probably not everybody's cup of tea.
I feel really sorry for everyone sitting next to you on the train.
But, look, you know, I think the sooner you can start kids eating them, the better. And, you know, when you talk about inflammation, how it helps reduce inflammation, when you talk about how you can increase your inflammation, which is what you don't want to do, probably the number one target there is sugar.
Oh, absolutely.
So if we talk
reduce
about,
that and up the omega.
Because we talk about all the time about people going out and exercising and feeling better and looking better on the outside too. Yes. But if the gut isn't working properly, if the machine inside of the cogs aren't turning,
that's right.
Then it doesn't matter how you look on the outside.
And your joints, it helps lubricate your joints.
That's right.
And Joanne just mentioned her sensitivities with food. Back in September, there was a research paper in Scientific Reports that said people who eat foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids, so we're talking here fish, but if you don't like fish, then flaxseed and chia seeds and those things, they have more bacterial diversity in their gut, which promotes better overall health. So there we are. We're saying we keep our bacteria happy by eating omega-3s.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another call. Esther, good morning. Welcome to the show. You have a question for
morning.
Gerald.
Good morning, Gerald. Gerald, I have what is called fundic polyps in my stomach.
Polyp, yeah, okay. They're not fun, Esther.
No, I've got approximately 200. I've had 10 of them, the bleeding ones, removed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, My eldest brother is a medical specialist, and he sent me some papers from Germany, and he said, now you need to read these.
Yes.
And it said that people who have been on PPIs for more than 12 months mm-hmm. should have their case reviewed.
Yes.
In fact, when I had mine removed, my gastroenterologist, he doubled up my SOMAC from one tablet of 80 milligrams to two.
Mm.
Now, I've cut these down mm-hmm. and I have one probably every third day. Now, I've put myself on the Faulding probiotics.
Good.
Now, they do help, but yes. I rang you because is there something better I can take? This is for my condition.
No, the probiotic is ideal, Esther,
yes.
As well. And we've talked, again, we came back to omega-3s.
Yes.
Some omega-3, either eating more fish and, I think in your case, perhaps having fish oil in liquid form, which is going
right.
to be a little easier to absorb. Because
right.
we've got to keep your stomach happy. Your yes. contents on PPIs, now, Larry and Michelle, they're proton pump inhibitors,
yes.
which block gastric acid. And they're in the news at the moment because...
Oh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, someone's woken up, even though we've known for 20 years, that if you block the supply of gastric acid to your tummy, there's always got to be that law of unintended consequences. And we're finding that, in fact, these things are cropping up. So well done on your moves on your PPI,
yeah.
Esther.
Yeah.
Probiotic, some fish, obviously keep in touch with your specialist, and well done to your brother as well for feeding you the information where you can ask lots of questions. So well done.
All right,
doing
Esther.
Everything right.
Thank you, Esther. Thank you very much for your call. You know, silly season just ahead of us. Michelle Bridges busily going over your tips for surviving the silly season. We'll run a few off during the show this
I'm
morning.
Up to number
what's
10.
What's your first couple there?
Well, there's always a party to go to, and you don't need to go to every single one of them.
Why
what?
Not?
No,
why
you
not?
Don't. Well, you don't need
on.
To go to every single party.
Hold on.
I'm just saying that straight up. There's no negotiating here. So choose the ones that you're going to go to,
yes.
and then from those, yep. choose the ones you're driving.
Driving okay. to?
You're going to drive to them, so you're going to be the non-drinker. You don't have to drink. You don't have to go to every single party, and you
yes.
don't have to drink at every single party you choose to go to.
All right. Are there any fun tips in there?
Mm.
There are some
like
really
that?
Fun tips. There's more coming, Larry.
All right. We'll get through some more
it's
of them.
It's got to get better.
yeah.
It's got to get better.
We started with a fairly low base there. Don't go to all the parties and
you
drive.
You don't have to go to
oh,
every
no,
single
that's
party.
Fine.
Sometimes that's actually quite a relief, I find.
That's good. It's good advice, and that's what we look for here on the House of Wellness. We'll take a break. Be back in just a tick.
This is the House of Wellness for the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold Electric Toothbrush, the world's smartest toothbrush, available now at Chemist Warehouse.
Introducing Neuromol, it combines the power of two active ingredients, ibuprofen and paracetamol, in one tablet. Just one tablet of Neuromol provides more effective and longer lasting pain relief than two 500 milligram tablets of regular paracetamol. For superior pain relief, make the switch to Neuromol, combining the power of two active ingredients, ibuprofen and paracetamol, in one tablet. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Neuromol 12s, just $4.99. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Incorrect use could be harmful. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness, right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Now we're going to talk about aged care and how innovations in therapy such as art, music and even dance are making a real difference to people's lives. Jane Wright is the program manager at Aurum Aged Care, and Jane joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Jane.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Lovely to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us. Tell us, who is Aurum Aged Care and what is it that you do?
Okay. We're an aged care provider on the Central Coast and in Melbourne as well. We are a gold standard provider, so we strive for the best for our residents. And what I do is I put together their therapeutic programs and their lifestyle programs.
Okay. Oh, that sounds exciting, Jane. It's Michelle here. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. As you may or may not know, I'm a bit of a believer in exercise. And so in any of those lifestyle programs, are there fitness classes or exercise classes?
Look, every day at Aurum, the residents participate in exercise programs. It's very, very important for the wellness component. And, of course, it flows through, as you know, Michelle, into many other areas.
Yeah.
So at Aurum, we have our exercise program, which is run by the physios. But then we also have Pilates classes, yoga classes, and personal trainers that come in.
That's fantastic. And you have music and art as well?
We do have music and art. It's a therapeutic-based program. So we have registered therapists that come in, and that's why it seriously is therapeutic-based, mm-hmm. because these are all registered therapists that do our art, our music, and our dance.
Jane,
it's through to the wellness as well.
That's wonderful. And this whole issue of aged care, because even though the federal government doesn't realise, there are more Australians getting older every day, and one day they'll wake up and get programs like this up and about much more commonly. One of the biggest issues as Australians are older is a bit of social withdrawal. So we provide all of these programs that you're doing. How do you engage with someone to encourage them to participate? Because as their memory function and cognitive understanding starts to slowly recede, a lot of people don't want to do these things. So how do you get around that?
We prompt and encourage. It's always a person's ultimate decision. You know, at Aurum we respect their decision.
Yes.
However, if we offer wonderful programs that are stimulating, we find the residents want to come.
Yes.
They remember that, you know, a resident with dementia, that we do have music and we do have art, and it's the journey that they're on. And they, you know, we've had to increase our music therapy groups.
Yes.
Because a therapy group is done, you know, 8 to 10 residents. So now we have 3 groups going into one. And then the therapists will, for people that don't want to come to groups, mm-hmm. they'll do individual.
Oh, good. And you as long as you've got a leader, you know, if you've got, like any groups, like in exercise, Michelle, you have a few people to get together and they will encourage others to come along and do things.
Yeah, and I think as soon as music is involved,
that
music just moves people.
Mm-hmm. It does. Mm. It does. It definitely feeds the soul, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. This is all very exciting. And look, and congratulations on these initiatives, because everyone has a different and probably a complete misunderstanding of the issues in aged care, because they hear all the sad stories, sadly, which puts everyone online. So you've got support facilities to help people or families understand that when their older relatives or parents move in to places like this, they've got all the love and support they need that haven't been able to be supplied probably when they've been outside.
That's true. I mean, you know, residents at home, unfortunately, at times suffer from a little bit of social isolation because they can't get out, and their carers are getting tired, and it doesn't quite work. So when they come into an aged care facility, there's so much choice for them, which is fantastic. And not demeaning choice. Good choice.
Good choices. Yeah.
And what will you give them?
Validating their lives.
Jane, Michelle and I and Larry want to know what you give them for breakfast.
Whatever they would like.
Now, Jane, here's the thing. I used to host The Price is Right, and then I was on Dancing with the Stars. So by the time I get out there and check into that facility, I will be calling the bingo and I will be running the dance classes. That's a done deal.
I want to go to that one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming to yours.
Yeah, my cha-cha after breakfast was supreme. Jane, lovely to talk to you this morning. Thank you for taking the time. We do appreciate that. If you're interested in learning more about Aurum Aged Care, check out their website. Now, it's aurum.com.au. That's aurum, aurum.com.au. Or you can give them a call, 1-800-AURUM. Back after this.
This is the House of Wellness for the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold Electric Toothbrush, the world's smartest toothbrush, available now at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, turmeric comes from the root of the curcuma longa plant and has long been used in Chinese and Indian medicine practices as an anti-inflammatory agent that may temporarily relieve the pain of arthritis and mild osteoarthritis. It may also reduce joint inflammation and swelling, thereby increasing joint mobility and movement. Turmeric is also believed to help relieve the symptoms of medically diagnosed irritable bowel syndrome. Right now, Healthy Care Turmeric, 100 caps, only $17.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Gerald Quigley with you, Michelle Bridges and Larry Emder, 131-873. Gerald, to take your calls. Helen, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
Oh, good morning. I just wanted to ask, please, regarding vitamin B12.
Mm-hmm.
I've been vegetarian for about 20 years.
Yes.
And I've recently changed to a whole food plant
good
diet.
Good.
And I've been taking B12 for a while, but I just wonder, what is the necessary dose, do you think?
We're all different, Helen, but look, the accepted dose, and it's sublingual B12, so you don't swallow B12 because it doesn't get well absorbed in your tummy. So always get B12 that you're allowed to dissolve in your mouth. So right. Sublingual B12 is a 1,000 microgram, so it's only a little dose, but important for someone like you, and more generally, important to a person taking a proton pump inhibitor. We spoke to Esther earlier, a person who's on medicines for diabetes, because those two particular groups will need extra vitamin B12 because the medications drive their levels down. But for you, being vegetarian, very important. So well done on your food choices, but keep going with the B12. It also, mind you, B12 is really good for hot legs and for burning legs, so really good for little cracks in your mouth and the corners of your mouth. Lots of benefits, so you keep those going, Helen.
All right. Thank you, Helen. Thanks for your call. Sonia, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I've got heel spurs. Mm. I know Gerald used to give out a Blackmore's remedy when he used to be on Ernie's show years ago.
Oh, that's going back a long way. Do you remember Ernie Sigley, Larry?
Oh, yes. Of course. Yes. Ernie and Denise, great show.
Mm.
Yeah. And I can't remember what it was, and I can hardly walk. They're that bad. I've had foot x-rays and everything because I didn't know if it was plantar fasciitis or arthritis.
Oh, painful, Michelle, isn't it, heel spurs?
Agony.
Yes.
I can hardly walk.
The two minerals, Sonia, are silica and calcium fluoride, and that's abbreviated to S for Sam, C for cat, F for Fred. And what you do is you ignore the directions on the bottle and you take 3 in the morning and 3 at night. And that seems to make a difference for heel spurs. If they persist, you might need to talk to a podiatrist because you may need an orthotic there. You've got orthotics?
I've got orthotics and I can't even wear them at the moment.
Well, you need to go back to the podiatrist and say, mate, these expensive orthotics you've given me, they're not making a difference. They might need some adjusting. And ask the podiatrist as well, particularly if it's a sports podiatrist. There are some clinically proven little exercises you can do to strengthen the plantar fascia, which is that area around underneath your heel.
Right.
But it's SCF. All right.
Thank you, Sonia. Thank you very much for calling in. And now, Michelle, what's your next tip for enjoying the festive season?
Well, here's the fun one.
Because the last one was dodgy.
Here's the fun one. Play. There's kids everywhere, usually at Christmas time, visiting families, getting together. Get up and play. Instead of sitting there watching the children play, get up and play with
them. After lunch.
After lunch, before lunch, anytime, doesn't matter. Just play with them, and you will, Larry, be the favourite uncle or the favourite grandfather.
What if you want to have a little
sleep
after lunch?
Mm. No. Get up and play.
Well, Gerald and I don't sit in that Jason Lazy Boy recliner rocker.
That's the fun one.
All right.
I might spill my port.
Play with the kids, and you will be the favourite. I'm telling you, they'll love you.
Old school stuff. Out the back, a little bit of cricket.
Bit of cricket.
Yep. Throwing the frisbee.
A little bit of throwing the frisbee. Exactly. A little bit of tag.
All right, we've got some more tips coming up for you, how to enjoy that. Now, the House of Wellness magazine is out. It looks fantastic. Our buddies Zoe and Ed from House of Wellness TV are on the front. This would normally be fabulous, except Michelle and I were on the front last year. And we're looking at this cover.
They stole our cover.
Is this the first up for Ed? Has he ever been on the front cover of anything before?
Well, I think Horse and Hound, I think.
Oh,
was the
there
last
you go.
One. But they look fabulous, don't they?
This is a great cover.
Just in time. Get festive
Very
with Zoe and Ed. The House of Wellness TV show coming up in about 16 minutes' time over there on 7.2. Zoe Marshall, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm so excited about that cover.
That's a great, straight to the pool room.
Yeah,
oh
it's beautiful.
My gosh, I've never done a Christmas cover, and Christmas is my time of year. So very excited about that. And a very exciting show today too.
Like what? Because Michelle told us that about her Christmas tips, and they weren't that exciting. Well, so far, I haven't been that excited.
You know, that's what it has to be like, right, when you want to be healthy and well all the time. There's the good and there's the sometimes not so fun, but it's going to keep you really well.
Yes.
So exactly.
We actually have the beautiful Nikki Goldstein, who's our intimacy and relationships expert, and she's actually talking about being makeup-free and showing the real you on social. Now, really confronting, I think, for a lot of women and men to mm-hmm. probably compare themselves on socials. But she's coming on to talk. Dr. Mark Levi, he is talking all about sleep, something I'm not getting much of now that I'm humongous.
Yeah.
And I got to do a pregnancy special, which is, does the pregnancy glow really exist?
Oh, okay.
And
to be honest, that's interesting.
I thought it was just something people say to make you feel better because you're getting so big. But we will reveal all of those things.
But Zoe, you really are glowing. Come on now.
Oh, stop, Gerald.
You are glowing.
They say that if you're having a boy, you glow, and it's not so much if you're having a girl. I don't know if that's true or not.
Did you
I felt like I was glowing.
Did you?
Yeah, I was just, I loved being pregnant and I just, my skin was great, my hair was thick, it all just went a little bit downhill after I gave birth, and then all my hair fell out.
Then you glow for the next 18 years till you take them to the airport to go to schoolies.
I loved it.
Gosh.
And Gerald's on the show, of course, as he always is.
Always.
And you got the fabulous Tim Robards and Anna Heinrich there today too.
Well, Anna's on the show, I mean, she glows. Now, that's someone, and her teeth glow even brighter than anything I've ever seen. But she, honestly, you have to see her to believe her. She's kind of revealing some really fun stuff that's happening in her world at the moment. And there's something that I think GQ is going to really love. I'll give you a hint, GQ. It comes in rose gold. Might seem a little feminine now, but I think you're going to love it.
I like rose. Oh,
his new radio microphone. It's rose gold. All right, Zoe, sounds terrific. We look forward to it. And it sounds like a great show. So thank you very much for that today. And congratulations on the cover.
Yes, thank you.
And keep blowing.
And keep blowing. Thanks, guys. House of Wellness TV coming up in about 14 minutes' time. House of Wellness Magazine, the festive Christmas special, looks terrific. Heaps and heaps of great ideas for Chrissy presents. There's the Swiss UltiBoost hair, skin and nails, better looking skin and nails in there, the Manuka honey detoxifying face mask, all these great ideas. Gina by Gina Liano, terrific. Natio scented candles are in there as well, $19.99. Some terrific Chrissy gifts. All there for you at House of Wellness Magazine out now. House of Wellness TV coming up in about 13 minutes' time, right after House of Wellness Radio. We're back after.
This is the House of Wellness for the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold Electric Toothbrush, the world's smartest toothbrush. Available now at Chemist Warehouse.
Don't you fear more of Michelle's surviving the silly season tips coming up. Gerald, you've just got a fantastic text for us.
Yes, look, Alex Kirshner, who is a friend of the program, and he was here as a representative of the Deaflympics Australian team. He's swimming this morning in Melbourne, the Victorian Sprint Championships, and Alex has just won the 50-metre freestyle in a PB. Alex, you're an absolute champion.
Oh,
and
wow.
Just goes to show, just because you don't hear means nothing.
Oh, amazing. A true competitor. That's heroic stuff. Great stuff. Yeah. All right. Now, Michelle, we need to know some more of your tips for surviving the silly season, because it is, believe it or not, upon us.
It is, I know. And holiday time, you know, you're out and about. There's lots of things happening. If you're someone that's travelled or you've gone away to a particular vacation spot, mm-hmm. one of the best ways to get to know that place, that environment where you are, is to go for a walk or a run or a jog, you know, most mornings. I've found whenever I've travelled and I've done that, I've really felt like a little bit of a local, and I've got to know a little bit of that place, just that little bit better in a different kind of way.
Okay, so don't land there and sit on the balcony and move around a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Whenever I've gone overseas, I do a little bit of a jog most mornings, and I get to know the lay of the land a lot better.
Mm.
When it comes to your meals, you don't have to eat like it's the Last Supper every single meal. So choose your meal. So if you're going to be that person, maybe the family are all going out for breakfast, or maybe they're all going out for a lunch, or they're all going out for dinner, choose which one that you're going to do that.
Yes.
But then your other two meals can be just more, a little bit sparse, a little bit lighter on, so that you're not eating like it's the Last Supper every single meal.
Does our willpower go out the... Gerald, does willpower out the door a bit at Christmas time? And you go,
it's a bit of a let-your-hair-down type, isn't it? Everyone's so on edge all year. We go, 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 go. And when you get a chance, I think we might overdo it a little.
Good tip, though. What's next up?
So eat before a party, I usually find, is a really good tip. Just something
small. Hang on, you just said before we can't go to parties.
Yeah, well, the party that you've chosen to go to.
Oh, okay.
Out of all of the long list.
Tie them all together, Michelle.
Out of the long list of parties, there's a few you've knocked out. But the one that you've chosen to go to, maybe have a small yogurt or even a boiled egg, something with a little bit of protein that's going to fill you up a touch, so that when you go there, you're not chasing the canapé table or, circling the buffet table like a great white shark. And on that note,
she's been watching.
She's been watching.
On that note, a great white shark around the buffet table, stay away from it.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're going to a party and there is going to be some kind of a meal or a barbecue, they always have that buffet table that's full of nuts and chips and lollies, and just stay away from
Cheezles
that.
Cheezels and twisties.
Stay
I thought nuts were good for
that.
You.
Well, you know, occasionally, but not,
see, that,
you know,
that not interrupted the interrupted things.
Not the ones that are wrapped in chocolate.
Not the chocolate coated ones, that's right.
So I always say to myself, okay, I'm not going near the buffet table. Instead, I'm going to challenge myself to go and talk to four different people that I haven't spoken to in ages or that I've never met before. Mm-hmm. And I go out and get social rather than standing around
the
buffet table.
But what if Gerald has been up all night making the twisties arrangement and the Tim Tam arrangement looks so pretty on the smorgasbord?
And the killjoy says, don't you come near that table.
which way do you want it, Gerald? Do you want to turn up into January going, oh, what happened over Christmas? No. Or do you want to turn up into January going, I've survived?
No, Mum.
I will just tell you, I have done the former at the last 52 Januaries that I've been involved in. Oh, what happened over Christmas? All right, they are terrific tips. Now, you also said at the top of the show that Christmas and over the holiday period is a good time to train because we have time. And the number one excuse you hear is, I don't have time.
Exactly.
So, all right, tell us how we're going to run through this.
Look, I think I like to get the monkey off the back, whether it's, you know, during my working year or during my holiday year. Mm. I like to get something done in the morning. It always really kicks me off to a great start. But when you're on holidays, you don't have to do it at like 5 or 6 like you would during your working week.
Yeah.
You've got the time to be able to maybe do it at a very civilized time, like at 9 or 9:30 or 10 o'clock even. Go for a swim, go for a walk, kick off your day well. And one thing I would like to really say here, just hear me out, Larry, hear me out.
I was nearly,
Christmas Day.
Sorry, I missed that. Sorry.
I know it's right out there. I think the radio wave just dropped.
I've put a line through that one.
Train on Christmas Day. What's going to happen on Christmas Day? You know you're going to be at some point feeling like a complete after having eaten that massive lunch, which I completely agree to go for and do.
We've got the soccer game going on after lunch that Larry's running.
That's true.
Yeah, just before the cricket game.
And I'm running the port tasting.
There's nothing like getting up on Christmas morning, having all your presents and doing all of that with the kids, and then going and doing something fun before that big lunch.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. Gerald and I want you to do this. Your next book, we want you to call it Train on Christmas Day.
It's going
to
be a bestseller.
And we
want
to see how many people buy that book.
Yes, it might just be get us to photocopy a few copies, I think, that one.
No, it makes so much sense, doesn't it? Because just to get a bit of air, get a bit of sunshine.
Look, and you know what?
And stay away from the food for an hour or so, and you go and have a nice walk around the block.
And your little halo is shining. You feel so good.
Well, we've fooled you.
All right, Gerald, have you written all those down?
Yes, I have. I've put a line through that one.
Oh, come on, Gerald.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
I don't have time.
He's too busy. Our $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher goes to
Helen of Carlisle, Western Australia, who had that lovely call about the B12 and her ability to be vegetarian but still maintain her B12 levels. For those callers we didn't get to, houseofwellness.com.au, and those emails will be answered promptly today.
I loved our conversation this morning with Jane Wright from Aurum Aged Care talking about art and music. For the elderly and dance and how those things can make people feel so good at any age, can't they? A little bit of movement in your life.
Yeah, see, and you're not even realizing you're exercising when it's like that.
When it's dancing and it's music. When it's fun and it's social. Yeah. All right, Michelle Bridges, thank you very much for joining us on the House of Wellness today.
Oh, thank you.
Gerald Quigley, as always.
Thank you, Larry. Now, thank you, Michelle. Great to see you both.
Away from the cheese platter.
Step away from the buffet table.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Bye.